GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We received an email from Jennifer Belcher, a medical cannabis business owner. Said she'd dial in for some Q&A this morning about some concerns she has with the Office of Cannabis Policy under the leadership of John Hudak in our state. George, our chance to meet Jennifer. She's on line three this morning for some Q&A on our program.
I own a medical cannabis facility. We specialize in full-spectrum RSO and the true medical cannabis. I work with a lot of very sick patients. We have a retail storefront, which basically came under attack the day after session closed last year by trying to enforce a rule that they kind of pulled out of nowhere from a 2018 statute. And in doing so, you've seen across the media how it's closed down a number of stores. We've had issues in Holton, Madison, Dixmont, where I'm from, and a number of other towns around this municipality issue and the confusion created there, which is a bigger issue. We've done a lot of work at the State House. We're there daily, last session, almost every session, helping formulate these rules and almost just kind of see what they're trying to throw at us next. And in doing so, it's kind of created targets on certain people's backs, like myself. It took me 6 months. They shut my store down, basically, and took my retail license from me for 6 months, creating my small business that had been in place for 7 years to close.
Jennifer, let us jump in and ask and explain it to us like we're kindergartners.
Yes.
How did the Office of Cannabis Policy, or how did the state move in and shut you down?
Through the municipalities. So they told the municipalities, and so during renewal, so this is what they're doing, is it's almost like a regulatory capture. And they're hitting our licensing. So when we go to renew our caregiver licenses, we have all these licensing and all this stuff that we have to hand in and documents in order to renew our certificates and be able to operate. And when we do, they say, nope, you need this one more piece of paper. Nope, this next one. In doing so, it creates a moment of lapsing in our licenses. They'll approve us for a certain amount of activities, but not what we've been doing, like selling to the public. So our retail stores are being shut down. And obviously for businesses that have been in place, it's been a spot for patients to get their medicine. They've had consistency there. And a lot of patients have come off of a lot of pharmaceuticals and truly rely on this medication in order to live their daily lives. So removing that, I mean, Holton, that was a huge issue, was that people would have to travel far and wide in order to get their medicine. And a lot of these people can't travel, especially the elderly. And so so the towns were just confused, and it created all this chaos. And it's been a whole summer of my group, Belcher, Krauss and Associates, working on this issue over and over and over again and trying to get the towns to understand. And our regulatory agents aren't working with us. They're trying to make it harder. They're hitting the stores that they know are trying to overcome the issues. My specific town, they're working wonderfully with me. They want to see my business in place. I'm one of the only businesses in the town. And in doing so, they fought for me. They asked for an extension so that we could figure this out. We rewrote ordinances. We're having special town meetings. We're calling the public back for votes. And in doing so, at the same time, you see OCP putting all of this rhetoric out there about testing and this big hate towards cannabis. And instead of looking at it as Maine becoming a leader in medical cannabis, the regulators are trying to completely shut us down. And we can't have that. Maine is a leader. People around the country look at us as a leading state for medical cannabis. And we can turn all of that into an opportunity instead of trying to turn it into this awful stigma.
Jennifer, forgive me for not knowing a ton of information about the subject, although we work on it here. You say the Office of Cannabis, the OCR, OCIP, whatever it is, under John Hudak, leverages the mainstream media to disseminate misinformation. Now, I've tried to follow it in the general press. I know that there's been a lot of talk about bacterial, yeast, mold testing, all of that. You say that they are leveraging the mainstream media. How are they doing that, other than what you already said?
So Maine, our standards for testing, so there's this huge issue nationally about cannabis testing, because cannabis, the reality is it's an agricultural crop. So our standards are very strict on this yeast and mold and bacteria and stuff like that, but we need to look at the specific yeast, mold, and bacteria that are being created, and the harmful ones can't grow in a petri dish in 36 hours. So we're not even things like bud rot and things that can actually harm you. And so with the testing that they're doing, it's below the national standard. And so you have other companies that might pass in another state, but they won't in Maine. And in doing so, it's creating this huge issue, and it's bringing it to the public and this big scare of public health. Well, honestly, if you grow organic cannabis, it's going to come back for microbial life. We use it to grow the plant, just like you would any crop. So there's a huge lack of understanding here between our regulators, the public, and then also the caregivers. So we're really pushing for this big educational campaign to educate people on what's happening here, because a lot of the things that are being failed for are not actually true fails, if you're a scientist and can understand that, but not everybody is. So to come right at the media and say, this is harmful, get checked. Well, no, it's not. And the reality is if you were to consume something that made you sick, you probably wouldn't go back to that place. And just through the natural selection of it, it would weed itself out. I mean, that's us as consumers. That's how we work. So that's been a big factor. Plus, you look at the way to pass tests is to irradiate the irradiate the cannabis. We zap it under microwaves, basically, and then send it in for testing. That's not right. Our organic cannabis that is some of the best in the country, you hear about it across the whole country, how great Maine's cannabis is. That's the stuff that you see failing, and it's some of the best stuff out there. Whereas this irradiated material that's being sent in it's not good. It's not healthy. It's not what Mainers want.
Hmm. Jennifer, I'm going to be a conspiracy theorist just for a moment.
Please.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
And I would think that, you know, if I were the Office of Cannabis Policy, I would want to weed out the little guys so I can bring in one big national grower. So I only have to regulate one entity. I only have to deal with one person. I only have to deal with one company that's got a bunch of stores. And then I can harvest more easily all of the income the state gets from the sale, because we're taxing it. Do I need a tinfoil hat?
Not yet. And I believe that if you were to research a little further or ask Steve Robinson, it would probably come out there as a quote around that methodology exactly. And of course, for our regulators, it is easier to regulate three big corporate mongrels than it is to regulate 1,500 to 3,000 small businesses. Mm-hmm. But when that happens, we don't have good product, and Maine is not a leader. We're just like every other state in the U.S., and that's what we have fought so hard to not be. We have the best small business grouping, and we are strong, and we grow quality, very, very good medicine. And that is the biggest piece of this, is the medical side of it. You can go anywhere and get weed, as people say, but you can't get the true medical medicine that helps people every day. And the amount of people consuming it for medical purposes is off the charts. We ask, honestly, from the industry, we want our regulators to work with us. It's what we've been screaming for, but they just won't. They want to see the industry completely change around for a number of reasons, which, again, we can theorize all these reasons and stuff, but I think the target on my back is big enough as it is. I probably shouldn't say too much on my theories.
Okay, that's why I said it. That's why I said it for Jennifer George right there.
But I mean, when you look at all the bills that hit the Senate and House floors this year, I mean, we were looking at passing 119-26 in the House and 32-2 in the Senate. So, like, we have a following here, and I don't understand. I mean, like I said, we all have our theories, but to not have our regulators working with us, and the farming industries and agriculture, we call Department of Ag, and they work with us. They want to see the programs expand. And Maine is at a crucial point where we have huge, huge economic opportunities, small business opportunities, laboratory opportunities. I mean, it's endless in the cannabis field. And I mean, and it's only growing. We see it on a federal level. We see it on a state level. We just need consistencies here. We need to overcome these challenges and work together as an industry to truly bring it to a head and make it into this amazing Maine-based science and medicine and economy, all of it.
I told you that I don't have a ton of information at my hand because I haven't researched anything. But I do have a question. Has the legalization of recreational marijuana in Maine complicated the medical end of it?
I would say sort of. It's two separate programs, and that would be the biggest thing with maintaining those two separate programs. So unfortunately, on the recreational side, it has definitely put a hurt to the medical side in terms of sales and other avenues there. But at the same time, rec faces its own issues. Their testing standards are definitely too restrictive. It's creating an issue of lab shopping and other issues within the cannabis industry itself, which is kind of questioned, was it meant to be this way? I mean, you have... In the medical field right now, I mean, I don't think OCP wants to keep seeing medical happening. So they're continuously trying to hinder it and create this divide between recreational and medical versus bringing us together. So just like you see the divide across the country, they're also doing it industry-based as well and creating this big divide. So it's really, we're working hard to bring both industries together and work together, but they're two very different programs.
Am I pronouncing John Hudiak's last name correctly? I don't know. You probably
Hudak. Yes.
Hudak. Okay. That.
Yes.
Hudak. For whom does Hudak work? To whom does Hudak answer?
Janet Mills. So when we have potentially a different governor, we would potentially have a different director too.
And do you hope for some sort of change in that regard?
Absolutely. If we can get through the next 2 years without having our entire industry, which, by the way, is one of the number one tax revenue industries in Maine, if we could have it our way, we would have directors and people in place that are working with us just like our senators and legislators do. We have some of the best legislators and senators in place that are working with us day in and day out to overcome this. And they are upset. They're really upset with the way that OCP has quote unquote interpreted all the work we did last session. And now this session, you're going to see a huge outpour, I think, of people, and people are mad. I mean, they've lost their livelihood. They've lost their businesses. They've lost their income. They've lost the ability to heat their homes, put food on the table. People look at cannabis and think we're all this big, rich, big money making industry. We are all going broke. I don't know of many rec shops that do not have some kind of payment agreement with the IRS at this point because they're so behind on excise tax. Excise tax is a huge issue in Maine right now with the recreational program. And it's something we don't have to deal with in medical, thankfully. It would shut down all these businesses. Or if they implement mandatory testing, you're going to see medical go away because it's absolutely unaffordable. We're not doing the testing that needs to be done. At this point, the Chinese are bringing over, the illegals are bringing over through the Triad gang and everything, are bringing over chemicals that we don't even test for. So we're not able to test. We're punishing the good guys in this situation, not the bad guys in the situation. And the focus needs to be on the bad players, not the good ones, because the good ones are going under. They're giving everything to continue providing medicine to their patients. And we aren't surviving. And it's going to be a losing industry pretty soon if something doesn't change or our regulators don't start working with us or giving us something to work with.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.